Introduction. The Bible tells us that it is by faith a sinner is justified, that is, made right with God. Further, it warns us that there is a faith which is not saving. It must be very important, therefore, to know what that saving faith is. More, it must be vital to have it. Let me prove it. On saving faith, Jesus was unequivocal. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Here we have it. Faith is essential. But as I will show, there is faith and faith. Without question, Jesus was talking about saving faith, and without saving faith, there is no salvation. Let me put it positively and more starkly. Without saving faith, the sinner is damned. That is what Jesus said. After all, he spoke of the faith which leads to everlasting life, not condemned, everlasting life, life, and the lack of which leads to being condemned, the wrath of God. David Clarkson, salvation or damnation depend upon faith and unbelief. No salvation but by faith. Nothing but damnation by unbelief. Faith is the principal saving grace, and unbelief the chief damning sin. No sin can damn without this, and this will damn without any other sin. John 3 verse 18, is condemned. All are condemned, and shall be executed except they believe. Unbelief is the symptom of eternal death. And if faith be so necessary, and unbelief so dangerous, it concerns us to know what it is to believe. Now, if faith be so necessary, and unbelief so dangerous, it concerns us to know what it is to believe. Quite. But to remove any misunderstanding, let me draw attention to what Clarkson was not saying. He did not say it concerns us to know what we have to believe. It does, of course. But he was not saying that. Rather, he was saying it is necessary to know what saving faith is, what it is to believe. That is, what do we mean by believing? We talk much about faith, but what do we mean by it? In other words, he was raising the great question, what is the true nature of saving faith? Even more important than knowing what saving faith is, we ourselves must savingly believe. As I've just observed, if we are to be saved, we must have that saving faith. First of all, let us look at Scripture and thus define our terms in the right way. As I've noted, we all talk about faith, but as Clarkson said, we must know what we are talking about. Only the Bible can tell us that.